Yes, you do.
Is it like
he does? All right, here's the Joe Batanz whisper. It's like, all right, so like I was talking to Adam the other day, and Adam started doing this thing,
okay,
that absolutely pissed me off. See, she was saying, it's like, okay, so I start, okay. I talk quieter in order to trick you into listening more about what it is.
This Auntie Scott.
Yeah. So that's what
it, and yeah. Uncle yeah. Drew. They wouldn't even get
no, that. I Kathy Marshall, I don't think it is an aside to the listener. An aside to the listener would be something like, you know, Adam, I know you say this honestly, he says this every week. I feel like, you know, you really should just commit to option A or option B. So that's the aside to the listener. I feel like the Joe Batanz thing is it's
breaking the fourth wall.
No, it's not. It's using a psychological principle that by talking quieter, people are going to listen to you more intently because they're trying to hear what you're going to say.
Well, Auntie Scott, Joe, my Southern accent is contagious to Joe.
My Southern accent.
And this Joe Batanz.
Hey, there's a show called
This Joe Batanz is evidently contagious to me. So
I am so pissed off at this camera.
He gets my Southern accent. I get this Auntie Scott.
I would like to say a very a heartfelt thank you to, I think it was No-No Dan who last time suggested Animal Kingdom as a series to watch on Amazon Prime. The first season was tough. Like the first.
I don't understand that. Hold on. You can get past
the first four episodes are a lot of table setting, and you're like, they're really setting a lot of table. But I'm telling you, it pays off. It's like that first season. The first season is great, and it's like the first four episodes are it's just introducing a lot of characters, a lot of things that you're learning in those first four episodes that set the tone for the rest of the thing. Season two, and I'm currently on season three, have been great. When you watch Ozark and you're kind of like, you realize halfway through that you're like tensed up, like you're literally like sitting there tensed up because you're like, oh my God, they're going to fucking die. They're going to get shot. And he's like,
yeah.
Animal Kingdom a lot of times has that going with it, you know, because they're a crime family, and so they'll like pull these capers, and you're like, oh, they're gonna get caught, oh my God, they're gonna get, you know, it's like, and then you realize that you're like, you're really invested in it, and of course helps the fact that they're all stupid hot. I mean, they're all, you know, it's five got four brothers and a nephew, and they're all hot, so it's one of them's gay, and I didn't realize that who he looked like until Zach walked past the other day and went, okay, budget Chris Hemsworth. And I was like, oh my God, that is budget Chris Hemsworth. Like,
okay. Is budget Chris Hemsworth just, you know, they just don't.
No, he's the gay one. He looks like, you know, like a Chris Hemsworth impersonator. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he looks like Chris Hemsworth in the face. Let me find.
Mark thinks, so, you know, you're saying like Auntie Scott thinks Joe Batanz has this affectation or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like this.
There. The one on the one looking at on the right, the one on the far right, isn't he looks like a budget Chris Hemsworth, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark thinks Zach's affectation or whatever is now, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks. You know, that is the thing that he says Zach says all the time.
What does he say I say all the time?
He hasn't. Actually, he hasn't said anything.
Oh, you don't want to tell me.
No, he hasn't.
I don't want to tell me.
To be fair, Daniel, Zach does say that quite often.
To be fair, I feel like... All right, I want to figure out what the fuck is going on with this camera.
Well, we're off camera now, so it's not like, yeah, no.
It says the camera is fully charged. All right, I'm going to go back to the Black Magic. There we go.
Well, we're not on camera.
No, I understand
anymore.
That. I'm just this way I can share my laptop screen.
Yeah.
Anyway,
BMI. What are you?
Oh yeah. So you. This is the thing that annoys me about BMI.
Really? It keeps you up at night annoyed about
it. Does.
BMI.
You're like, it does. It does. It's you're like some dude.
That,
here's
that, Daniel, that BMI.
That BMI. Let me tell you. Are you familiar with why BMI is such bullshit?
I just asked ChatGPT.
No. I don't care. My problem is with anyone.
Body mass index.
My problem is with anybody using the BMI scale. Penn and Teller actually did a whole bullshit episode on BMI. But here's the thing. BMI was created by a dude from Belgium in 1830. Right, long before modern medicine. And
Belgians are known for being small people. So.
But my point is that it had to do with the ratio. This is back during the age of phrenology and stuff. And it's like, so they just did these gross generalizations of going like, if you're 6 feet tall, then you need to weigh this much. If you're 5 feet tall, then you need to weigh. And it has nothing. It's like bodybuilders are chronically considered to be, dangerously obese because they're 5'10" and weigh, 250 pounds, but it's muscle, right? It doesn't take any of that into account. And I don't understand why we're still using in an age of modern, medicine and modern understanding. Why are we still using this? Everyone knows that it's bullshit. Every article you read about it will tell you, yeah, BMI is completely unreliable. It was made up and it was kind of stupid, but we don't have anything else. So we use it. And it's just like, why are we using it? We all agree that it's shit. Why do we continue to use it?
I don't really care. I was just using it to argue with my mom that I didn't need to be as heavy as I am and that losing, 30 pounds would not kill me.
Yeah.
But I was just using it for that. I was like,
the BMI part is just, and weight is just, it's like measuring a computer's performance in just megahertz or something. It's like, or gigahertz. It's like, there's other things that consider, that take into account the health of that computer, right? That the speed of the hard drive, the path that goes into the chip, the amount of RAM, there's a lot of things that affect a computer. It's not just the number of cores. Like, it doesn't just have to do with megabyte. And I feel like, reducing everybody down to just height and weight is not even, those are two dimensions. Like, we're going to judge health off of two dimensions. It's like, that's ridiculous.
Your body and your mass.
Yeah, but you know what? When I'm on Grindr, I'm not asking what somebody's BMI is.
What's your BMI?
Usually the question, the way that you find out on Grindr, back when I used to care about these things, I would, what size pants do you wear? Like, what's your waist size or whatever? Like, that's more indicative of whether you're large or not. Right. and I, here's the thing. I'm moving on to another topic. I saw you yawning, so I feel like I have to be done. And
you don't have to be done. Why do I have to monitor my bodily functions while I'm on a Zoom call with you? So my bodily functions, my bodily functions don't offend you.
My bodily functions don't
so
offend
I
you.
People yawn at 11:24 in the evening. It happens.
I do.
So move on. So you're moving on.
I don't know that I want to talk about this or not. So I'm asking you, my best friend, your opinion on this. Okay. I had such a cool, fun weekend camping. But
yes.
I don't know whether it's something that I should talk about on a show or not, just because it involves sex and a lot of people are weird about sex. And it's like, you know, you kind of end up being that.
Are you asking me if you can bring it up on the show? No,
I know I can bring it up. That's not the point. The point is like, is that even something with like, is there a creepiness factor to listening to somebody? You know, it's like, I'm an old guy, right? It's like, is there a creepiness factor listening to this? Like, remember that podcaster that used to do those things, Nick Thomas?
The name sounds familiar, but I haven't listened to anything, any podcast by Nick Thomas, but I.
Oh, he was an old guy. He podfaded, you know, over a decade ago. He was one of the original podcasters. And what he would do is after he would be out cruising, you know, he loved this, you know, the parks and stuff that he would go around and cruise. And he would basically come back home and he would just record, you know, his exploits. And talk about, you know, all the hookups that he had while he was out cruising.
I mean, so you're asking if it's creepy for you being a 50-something-year-old man.
No, I'm saying, is that the kind of like, I don't know that that's our audience. I don't know that our audience wants to hear about my sexual exploits.
Let me just tell you, I mean, our listener median age is probably right around there with you.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know that it has anything to do with, you know, with my age. I just, there's a lot of people who are very, I don't want to say puritanical, but I just, they're just not, you know, they don't want to talk about sex. Like you can talk about anything else you want to, just don't talk about sex. It makes me feel icky. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel icky. And, I don't know. It was a fun weekend though. It was, listening to your sexploits is like listening to you describe your bowel functions. It's none of our business. See, like Auntie Scott is saying that.
I mean, I feel like you just have to be yourself. I don't think you should censor what you're saying.
I don't think I'm not censoring what I'm saying. I just don't know that. I mean, there's stories that you're not going to tell because it's like, you know, it's more of an intimate story. It's like more of a story that I would tell, you know, with a couple of really good friends, like while we're drinking or something, like,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, Daniel, I'm not 28 anymore. Like when Maddie and I had our thing. So, you know, where I would just literally let write on my butthole with a Sharpie on air.
Yeah.
You know, no more of that.
None of
that happens.
No, it was fun though. We're going to try to take the cats camping.
Was it just you or was it you and Zach?
Oh no, it was just me. Zach had gone to St. Louis for a concert.
Because they don't have concerts in Florida.
And he went to go see Kylie Minogue or whatever. And
Kylie Minogue doesn't come to Florida.
No, but the point is that the cats can't travel and we're not ready to, we're not at a point where we can take the cats somewhere else and drop them off for the weekend. So, it was a case of, you know, I kept the cats while he went to St. Louis and then he kept the cats, while I went camping. But we're both going camping on July 14th and that's going to be the weekend that we're taking the cats camping for the first time. So we're going to be going through the fun of getting them to that we took them for their very first.
You think your arm is scratched now?
No. Here's the weird thing, though. When we took them to the vet, because we had to take them to the vet, and when we took them to the vet, we got them in the carrier. They were a bit annoyed about getting in the carrier, but once they were in the carrier, they got to the vet. We let them out of the carrier once we were in the exam room, and they were very, you know, they just went into a corner and laid down. You know, Barley like patrolled the area, but like Ian just went and laid down. But when we needed to pick them up to put them up on the table for the vet, they didn't hiss or fight. You know, they just kind of just like went limp. They're like, okay, just like put me, you know what I'm saying? Like they didn't attack us in any way, even when they put the eardrops in and stuff there, because they were just scared and, you know, gone limp. And then we brought them home and let them out and, you know, they went and hid for a while and then they eventually came back out. But, you know, there was no freak out. So, you know, once we get them in the carrier, I think they're going to be okay. You know, they didn't.
Yeah, maybe. You know, cats.
And honestly, the reason that he scratched me didn't have to do with the eardrops. It had to do with Zach screaming. And because it freaked him out, you know, because he jumps at sounds and hears, you know, a very loud, girly, you know, wah, you know, scream. And have you ever watched The Birdcage?
Yeah.
Do you remember the toast point scene?
No. No, but are you saying, but are you, because earlier you said Nathan Lane.
Yes.
But are you sure you're not talking about the pool boy guy?
No, no, no. Here's this is from The Birdcage, and it's Robin Williams teaching Nathan Lane how to be butch. Right. So
this is not because of you. It's because the girl's parents are assholes. Belle's crazy about you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that helps.
There you go.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, that water is so cool. Maybe it is too much to introduce me as his mother on the first visit. Could you tell them I was a relative who dropped in? Val's uncle. Uncle Al.
Oh, what's the point? You'd be Val's gay Uncle Al.
Oh, I could play it straight?
Oh, please, look at you. Look at the way you're holding your glass. Look at your pinky. Look at your posture.
What? What about you? You're obviously not a cultural...
Wait. Let me get to the point where he does it.
Don't use the spoon, and don't dribble little dots of mustard.
No?
No. You take your knife, and you smear. Men smear.
Smear.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it comes. This is the point that I'm talking about right here. He's going to break
the
toast.
Get the goddamn pinky down. All right, make your fingers like iron, all right? Yeah, and stop trembling. Hold the knife boldly in the strength.
That.
And I pierced the toast.
That was such a long lead up.
I know.
For such a tiny little...
I know, but that is exactly how Zach screams. And it's... And to make it worse, right... Ian freaked out, ran up the stairs and everything. But then Zach saw the blood running down my arm, and then he screamed again, and then that set him off again. It was just we've gotten to the point now where we didn't give him drops yesterday or today because he's not scratching his ear. And honestly, as long as he's not scratching his ear, then that's all I care about. I just didn't want him to get a hematoma in his ear like Princess did. But that was the only thing they found wrong with the cats when they examined them. Is just Ian had a small infection in his ear, and everything else was good. Their teeth were all good. Their innards were all good. They're in the vision of health. So,
you know, I feel like cats,
yeah,
are less domesticated than dogs. Like they must be dogs must have been domesticated longer than earlier than cats, because cats will still just attack their owner, like just attack.
Yeah.
And my cat slashed my arm. I was bleeding all over the place.
Right, here's a
owner. You would never, a dog owner, that would never happen.
Here's a TikTok I watched just this morning.
Odd, I did it. Another dog. No, it's still a pet for humans, but it's called a cat. I thought we already made cats, like lions and tigers and stuff. Yes, but I thought, what if we made them tiny? But aren't they like insanely accurate killing machines? Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I knew you'd like that. So if they're a pet, do they have a job? Yes, they're very good at pest control. Ooh, that is useful. Yeah, they might be an invasive species, but honestly, so are humans, so I thought, why not? Hey, whoa, humans are not an invasive species. Remember that time Britain existed? Okay, fair point. And so you know how dogs are super dependent on their humans? Yes, I love how happy they are to be around them. Yeah, well, cats are gonna be the opposite. Oh, barely likes humans, but loves being worshipped by them. Yeah, feels good. And there are different breeds, but like... no one cares. Okay. If someone knows more than like 10 breeds of cat, just like be careful around them. Well, I'm a really big fan of the whole murderous thingy, but I do think you should add one more thing. What's that? Make them shit in a box. Isn't that gonna smell? Yeah, humans get used to it. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He needs to work on his writing a little bit. Is he cute? Because that could have been tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like he used to be cute. He's a bit old to be cute. He's he's definitely hitting his late 30s where he's like he's still trying to cling to his youth, but it's fleeting him.
Too old to be cute. Wow.
No, like you wouldn't use that word to describe like if
at a certain age you become
Handsome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like no one's gonna call me cute, right? It's like, you know, they may call me
Mark calls me cute all the time. He calls me a cutie.
They may call me devastatingly good looking, or they may call me, you know, smoldering. They may call me, very attractive, or, you know,
he calls me completely sexy disgusting. Boyfie.
But they're not going to say cute. Cute is a young man's game.
You know me. I really don't like the whole ageist thing. Like, oh,
you know, it doesn't really matter.
You're a certain age. You can't wear a baseball cap. You know, no, I mean, you can wear whatever you want.
I'm just saying that it doesn't matter. You're going to age. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're into the whole aging thing or not. It's going to happen, right? We're all aging, which is why.
No, I mean, saying someone's too old. No,
but that's exactly why. That's exactly why ageism is stupid, right? It's like, we're all going to age. Okay, whatever. Get over it.
You can be called cute at any age. And actually,
we don't. It's kind of like a woman. You wouldn't call an old woman beautiful. You would just like, oh, what a handsome woman.
Okay. Okay. You know how when you're a baby.
Yeah.
You're cute.
Yeah.
And getting old is almost like a reverse becoming a baby.
Yeah.
So when you get old, it's weird to call you cute. But when you're a certain amount of old. Yeah. You can go back
to
calling them cute.
Yeah, when the dementia set in and you're just sitting there, you know, like,
Mama, she's so cute.
Mama, so cute.
You know, but there's that middle part where you can't call them cute anymore.
We had this experience at Cracker Barrel last week. I desperately wanted pancakes. And after I got back from camping, because we had Monday off for Juneteenth. So
in Canaan's happy land.
Yes. Camping in Canaan.
Because every day you're camping.
It was a very happy weekend. I was very happy with that weekend. It was that was probably the best weekend that I'd had there. Anyway.
In the land of promise.
Yeah. So we had Monday off because of Juneteenth. So I wanted pancakes on Sunday. So we went to Cracker Barrel to get pancakes. Actually, what I wanted was like a skillet and then a side of pancakes. I don't know. It's my thing. So, here's the thing, Adam, this waitress walks up.
That is such a joke.
I know. You're, I know.
Okay, Joe.
I know. But this waitress walks up to us. I don't remember her name. She walks up to us and just starts talking like mid-sentence, like we had an entire conversation with her before we sat down that we just didn't remember. And she's just like, you know, it's like her very first words to us are, remember what I said earlier that I didn't think that blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, wait, we've never talked to you before in our life.
Okay, so, I was going to say in the South, it's kind of common for people to just start a conversation with you with completely like personal information
this was remember earlier when I said that blah blah but blah no, that, and it's like and she's just, and it was Father's Day, right? So she had a very busy day and she went on this tirade for a good minute and a half to 2 minutes and it ended this way. And then the kid that was sitting at this table, like looked at me and said, are you gay? And I'm like, well, I know I look like I'm a tomboy or whatever, but no, I'm absolutely not gay. You know, my boyfriend is in the military in Fort Bragg and he would find that amusing that you would call me gay, but no, I'm not gay. Not that I have a problem with that, but no, I'm definitely not gay. She wouldn't take a breath and she just kept on going. Like it was like a performance art piece where she just kept just volunteering random information.
That's some weird thing to tell you.
I
just
know.
Tell a random person that you've just met as well. I mean, that's.
I know. And I was wearing my new shoes, my Sesame Street shoes, which I love. And have you seen the Sesame Street shoes?
No.
Here I'm gonna put the. Put the URL here in the old.
Can you tell me how to get?
Yeah, I could. Actually, I was thinking about that the other day. You know, that song just asks the musical question, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? It never answers it. It never tells you how to get to Sesame Street. The song is, how do I get to Sesame Street? And
isn't
the answer is
sunny days. Chasing the clouds away.
On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? There's no more, there's no further instructions on how to get there. It's just quite, but these are the shoes that I just got. Aren't they adorable? These are my Sesame Street old schools. Yeah. It's got, the Count and Bert and Ernie and Cookie Monster and Grover.
Here's what I'll tell you, Daniel.
Yes.
They're cute.
Yeah.
Which I'm not supposed to say because you're old to, for me to, too old for me to call something cute.
Got Mr. Snuffleupagus on it.
Yeah. But they look like a type of shoe.
Yeah.
That would be worn by a 55-year-old man who likes to still go to Disney. So, I mean, it's fitting is what I'll say. Uh-huh. It's fitting.
I know Archer doesn't listen to Level 13, but the reason I love these shoes are these are the Nick from Heartstopper shoes. These are the this type of Vans that Nick from Heartstopper wears.
Damn, Daniel.
Again with the white Vans. Yeah, that's the thing. That's it. That's all I got, Adam. I got nothing else.
I was trying to think if there was anything else.
I'll tell you one thing. Riley Gaines can just fuck right off.
Who's Riley Gaines?
It honestly surprises me the breadth of things that you avoid.
No, I just don't watch news.
Like I totally all right, and I get that's what I don't understand. Like I totally get that people don't like politics. I totally get that people like would just read the front page of the newspaper and, you know, maybe the sports section or something, or the entertainment section or lifestyle section like that. Like I get that. But it still means that they know things that are going on, right? It's like you have no idea who Riley Gaines is.
No, but I mean, I know whatever news my phone feeds to me. Google gives me what it thinks I'm going to be interested in, which is.
So Riley Gaines.
Apparently the Sex and the City show that's on right now. Mm. It's been giving me those articles about the Samantha and what's her name feud. And
right. Riley Gaines just recently testified in front of Congress about the LGBTQ plus stuff or whatever. And her big beef is that she was a trans athlete tied with her for fifth place in a swim race. And I am paraphrasing, but this is all completely accurate. Like I am not embellishing this. She tied for fifth place in a swim meet, college swim meet, with a trans athlete. And the organizers had never thought that people would tie for fifth place, so they only had one fifth place trophy. And they gave it to the trans athlete instead of giving it to Riley Gaines because they only had the one trophy and the trans athlete had come in first in another race earlier in the day. So her combined ranking score
why
was
are you
higher.
Trophies for fifth place.
Thank you. That was my first question. It's like, wait, they're giving trophies for fifth place? Like this beef, what? Her beef with trans people is just because she didn't get a fucking fifth place trophy. By the way, Adam, she got the trophy.
The larger story is that they were giving out fifth place trophies.
She got the trophy eventually. They mailed her the trophy and they allowed her to use the other trophy to get pictures made with it for her publicity stuff. So like, it's like you're complaining. And she's now, because she was upset by this, the right wing, of course, jumped on it. Now she does the Fox News circle. Like your mom would definitely know who Riley Gaines was.
That is such an old man thing to say.
What?
Back in my day, we only had first, second, and third place. There's. What is this woke bullshit?
What is this woke bullshit giving out trophies for fifth place trophies? But she like testifying, and now so it's gone from this grudge match where she felt like she should have gotten this trophy to now her speech includes the fact that we had to dress, we were forced to change in a locker room with a biological male with full male genitalia shoved in our faces. You know, while he glared at us, it's like she's like now turned this into this, you know, this every little bit of hate that she spews out, the right wing gives her more money. So she's just doubling and tripling and quadrupling down now. So it's like, fuck you, Riley Gaines. You came in fifth place in a goddamn women's swim meet. You're not going to ever be a professional swimmer. Just fuck off. Fuck off. Just fuck all the way off.
Fifth place trophies, huh?
Apparently, and I don't know how the women's swim, college swim stuff works, but apparently, like, if you're within the top 120 rankings overall, you're considered like a, you know, an all country or, you know, a superstar, whatever. It's like they take like the top 125th places and take, you know, call them champions or whatever, like all state or whatever. You know, it's like
Daniel, even the Olympics is just gold, silver, bronze.
Yes.
They don't have a fifth, like a 10.
I computer.
I was the copper medal.
I got the paper. Nickel. I got the paper medal. It's like, so far, all of my race medals have been some form of medal. My medals have been some form of metal.
And also, like, when these young kids play, like, stick ball or whatever they play now, you know, no matter which one wins or loses, they all get trophies at the end.
They all get ice cream. They all get, in my day, ice cream was for winners. They all get ice cream. Here's my question, though, Adam. What do you think? This is an honest question. We're just among friends now. What is your gut feeling about trans female athletes competing in?
Oh, please.
No, just what? What's your gut feeling?
Well, it's my gut feeling is very anti-woke.
Okay.
but I don't want to be that person. So I just, you know,
I feel like, all right, here's the facts, right? Here's the facts. Just forget about whether, you know, it's good or not. Here's the fact. In order for a trans female to participate in any of these sports, they are, have to have transitioned for more than 2 years. They have their testosterone level, like their blood levels, their hormone levels are monitored over an extended period of time, and they have to have hormone levels in their blood that are you know, at a median rate of female, you know, cis female, for a certain period of time. Cause you do realize that males produce testosterone, but they also produce estrogen, and females produce estrogen, but they also produce testosterone. Like we both are capable of, you know, we in our bodies have a mixture of both estrogen and testosterone. It's the ratios between them that, you know, separates, you know, which is the more dominant one.
You know what I think would be most fair?
Yes.
You know how in like wrestling, they have weight classes.
Yes.
So I think rather than having like a trans competing against another woman,
but stop.
Men and women.
But my point is, there is no benefit. What is the it's not a male. It is a female that hormonally and biologically at that point, other than their reproductive organs, they are females and have been for a period of time that would take away the advantage that they might have had with testosterone before that, because your muscles do not stay built. And when you have more estrogen in your system than testosterone, your muscles shrink. So there's no inherent advantage. This is literally just a mind fuck. This is literally just, you know, I don't feel good about that. He's got a, you know, she's got a penis, and that means that it's a he. And it's like, and I feel like that's, but historically,
like in America,
go ahead.
In American Ninja Warrior,
yes,
the women compete against the men.
Okay.
but they do something to even it out a little bit. So what I'm saying is, why not just have women and men compete against each other and then put them in classes according to something, testosterone level or whatever? Then, you know, it's problem solved. Women's sports and men's sports, just have them all together.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that there are rules in place in the Olympics and in college sports. There are rules in place that do just that.
Like, but I'm saying I agree with you.
No, I'm saying what you wanted. I'm telling you good news, Adam. Your gut feeling that there should be classes of people based off of some biological factor already exists. For a period of time, you have to test as being a hormonally equivalent to a woman for a period of time before you're allowed to compete as a female. So it's like, it's not like, like I said, you had to have transitioned for 2 years before you can even be considered to be tested for those hormonal things. So it's like, it's not an easy, fast process. It's not like there's a bunch of men who are not quite fast enough on the boys swim team. There's, oh, you know what? I'll just go be a girl. And it's like, it's a long involved process. So I don't understand what the hysteria is. Also, these races are not being won universally by trans people. It's like, having people come in first place, trans women coming in first place is no more common than non-trans when you factor in the population.
I'm saying logically, I agree with you. Yes. You asked me what my gut reaction was.
And I said, good news, your gut, the thing you wanted was granted.
Okay.
Also, Kathy Marshall is correct. It is a very tiny. It's a very tiny person, but it's like this. I just don't get why it matters to people so fucking much. It's just like,
I personally find trans guys to be hot,
but I just don't understand what the gender roles or stuff like. There's so many fucking articles all the time about, you know, like, well, kids identify as cats and the schools are approving of it or whatever. And when you read the story, it's just, yeah, some kids, you know, are live in a little furry world, whatever, and they want to be called a cat or whatever, but they're not like shitting in litter boxes or whatever. They just want you to call them a cat. And honestly, why do you care? These are kids. These are like 6 and 7 year old kids that are playing to be, you know, pretending to be a cat. It's like, just let them. Why does this matter to you? Why do you care if they
we're on a pendulum swing? You see,
I get it, but if people are happy, why does it matter?
All the way over to, you know,
to what? Insane? Stupid?
Yeah. I mean, just total intolerance is basically what I'm saying.
I feel like we're moving much faster than the political process right now. Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of Democrats are very down on the next election cycle, thinking that we're going to lose in some way. I don't think we're going to lose at all. I feel like there is a fair number of Republicans and independents that are looking at what's happening and saying, this is, no, I didn't sign up for this shit. It's like, when I think Joe said on your show, right, that there's not one trait of Jesus that these people are mimicking. It's just like, how are you calling yourselves, you know, these right-wing Christian people, like when everything you're doing is antithetical to what your Savior did.
I agree. Yeah. That's what irritates me.
Say it like Joe. It's like, these crazy fucking right-wingers.
I actually talked to Joe.
Yeah.
Today, but it was yesterday when we were, and Mike Lawson, I don't know why I think people would care, but yeah. So a lot of people, I'm catching you up on Mike and Joe.
Oh, okay.
Mike was in town, and so they were having dinner and going to a play.
Oh.
So, yeah. He didn't let me talk to Mike, though. I could have said hi to Mike, but.
You could have caught up with Mike.
I could have caught up with Mike. And you know, that was a, do you remember when that was a prize that they gave their listeners. We give money to our listeners, and their prize was you get to catch up with Mike and Joe. That was the prize. I mean, how arrogant.
We're going to call you.
Can you imagine if we
said, we're going to tell you about our week.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we said, call in to the celebrity death phone. The prize is
you get to talk to us.
You get to talk to us. We would get zero celebrity death phone calls. It would be none.
The,
people are like, what can I do to not?
How can I not do that? I forgot what I was going to say.
And also, Taylor Taffy and Rodan, also a prize that they gave was your own personalized podcast episode.
Oh.
Like, again,
I'm really sad I didn't win that. That's a.
I wonder what that means. They just say your name the whole time.
They'd be like, know.
You know, Friday night, Gary.
That's right.
How's it going? It's 10:37.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. My iPad.
You have an intruder, Daniel.
No. My iPad, when you said Gary, my iPad heard the Apple name through my headphones, heard you say it through my headphones and then responded. And it scared the shit out of me because it's
I don't
like,
worry you, Daniel, but there's someone behind you.
She's in the building. The other thing is it came out on my iPad speaker, but my iPad is connected via Bluetooth to the mixer. It's like, why didn't it come out through the mixer? That's the other question. It's like, Hey Siri, why are you not playing through the Bluetooth? She's so fucking dumb. It's like, yes, I know Bluetooth is turned on.
They need to. I know generative AI is not the solution to everything, but I cannot wait until they put some generative AI in Echoes.
Oh, Siri, I feel like, whatever, I feel like the stupidity.
They will get so much smarter.
The stupidity ranking goes Google. Google is the least stupid. Amazon is the next least stupid. And then Siri is the absolute dumbest cunt on the face of the planet. It's like, I have never, ever, ever asked her a question and had her give me a correct answer. It's just like, she's insane. I did think of this really cool idea though, Adam, because you know I have to raise money for Autism Speaks for my race in December.
Yeah.
Actually in January, but I'm going to be raising money closer to the end of the year. And I thought, because my mentor, Drew O'Brien, is a published author. And I'm like, you know what I could be? I could be a published coloring book author, Adam. And I was thinking about making a coloring book called Little Ronnie D's Big Presidential Adventure, depicting, you know, our governor, Ron DeSantis, and all kinds of stupid, different settings. Make a big coloring book out of it, and I'm just going to
Are you gonna draw all these pictures?
No, here's the beauty of it, Adam. You go to Midjourney and you can basically say, draw a coloring book page of Ron DeSantis giving a lecture to an alligator,
a blowjob to a unicorn.
It won't do the dirty stuff, but he's like, giving a lecture at a podium while wearing thigh high white boots. You know, it's like, and basically it will draw the coloring book pages for you. And then you go to this web page thing that lets you assemble like a self-publishing book thing. And it's set up for you to just draw drag the pages that you want to do. And it packages and then you make a cover for it and you set a price and you do it and you hook it to your Etsy store. And then it's all, a one and done kind of a thing.
Okay. And then you're going to sell it and use the proceeds towards
Autism Speaks for the, So it's like, that would be the way I'd fundraise for Autism Speaks for the race. Because I have to raise seven.
When's the race?
The race is in January, but I have to be done with my fundraising by like December 17th or something. So before Christmas. But here's the thing is, and the other thing, Cassie Marshall, I think the other title that I might workshop is, Little Ronnie and Donnie's big presidential adventure. And then you can include Trump in there, you know, where they throw sand at each other. The other thing that I thought of doing, because there's another place where you can make t-shirts and stuff. And I thought this was I stole this from someone on TikTok, but it was too good not to be stolen. They were talking about the Pride Nights at Disneyland that they just had, the Pride Nights that they just had that we aren't getting here in Florida, which I'm very sad about. She said, I'm so mad at Disney marketing because no one thought to put on any piece of merchandise anywhere. Try the gay stuff. It's delicious.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's clever. Oh my God, that would be such a great t-shirt, like a little cupcake, a little rainbow cupcake with mouse ears on it. And it's like, try the gay stuff. It's delicious. It's like, that I now, and there's places that will do the same thing. Like you can have Midjourney draw you the cupcake, the rainbow cupcake with the ears. You do the texting and stuff in Photoshop, and then you upload it to this place called Printify, and you just slap it on t-shirts of different colors and bada bing.
Bada boom.
And I don't even have to sell them. I can just make one for myself. I can just make my own. It's only like $20 or something. Which is why I never understood why every year at Pride 48, when we sold t-shirts, they were always stupidly expensive. It's just like, if I can just have a random t-shirt printed forth, whatever the fuck I want on it for $20, why, when I'm bulk ordering t-shirts, is it still $20? The answer, Adam, is it's not.
Well, that particular company we were using was expensive on their shirts. I can say that, but
not to that. The more shirts you buy, the cheaper it should be. That's how they work.
And if you get the more colors you get, the more expensive. Which yes. We always got like all the rainbow colors.
No, we didn't always. So. No, but several of my Pride 48 shirts are monocolor. It's a purple shirt with white.
That's an old dog. You should.
Oh, I know that. I was just, you know what? I feel like tonight we referenced a bunch of old stuff. Like who's going to remember your creepy uncle? I mean, Kathy Marshall did, and we have some longtime listeners.
No, it's
here,
not like we didn't explain.
I know, but what we—I'm just—I was thinking the whole time you were talking about it. I'm like, I can't even say like go back to an old episode of Mix Minus because it wasn't. It was an old episode of Dubious Intent that you would have to go.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah.
And I think the episode was probably called Creepy Uncle or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think it was something. Because didn't we base the lip balm off of it's Creepy Uncle Lip
Balm
or something?
That's right, Creepy Uncle Lip Balm, yep.
Because he needed lip balm to kiss me?
That's right, yep.
Yeah.
And it was watermelon flavored because you fucked a watermelon. Yeah, so it was... Are Dubious Intent still stored somewhere? Are they on the internet? That's a good question, Kathy Marshall. Are they? Can you get
get the episodes if you go to
dubiousintent.com?
No. Yeah, if you go to mixminuspodcast.com, there's a tab for Dubious Intent.
Mixminuspodcast.com. Oh, there is a tab for Dubious Intent.
I have That Darn Elvis and Dubious Intent archived there.
Look at that.
Only the ones I was at, not the previous Dubious Intent. I don't have those, but.
Oh, so not the ones before.
You know what I could do? I don't know if people would want to listen to it.
I think I'm the only one that would have the older shows.
Yeah, I don't have those, but I could also, if I really wanted to put some like old archive, some shows that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Adam, I have all 100 episodes of The Adam and Maddie Show.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anybody would want to listen to that, but
I want AI to get to a good enough point where I can then give it here's the first 100 episodes of Dubious Intent. Make a podcast, make a 30-minute podcast that accurately summarizes those 100 episodes. And then in our own voice, it would make a new dubious intent that basically just took snippets from those 100 shows. So there's your answer, Kathy Marshall. Yes, they are somewhere.
Mixedmindspodcast.com/category/dubious_intent.
Somewhere out there. But the older ones are, I have them here on an external drive. I have them other places, but at the moment I do not have those posted anywhere. All right. Are we done? Are we good?
We can be.
Do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
I never have anything, so.
You never?
I'm good.
Never?
I want hash browns.
Ooh. Hash browns.
It's cheat day in like 8 hours.
Oh, that's technically. Like
sleep and wake up.
Technically, it's already cheat day for me because it's 1:06.
Well, but I have to wait until the morning because I have to weigh first.
Oh, see, I don't weigh.
Yeah, I weigh. So
you don't?
No,
do
I don't do cheat day at midnight. It's after I get up in the morning. It doesn't start. Midnight does not start the new day. You have to sleep before there's a new day.
It's a new day.
But there is a point at which there's no return, like 8 a.m. if you haven't slept yet. Yeah, okay, now it's the new day. But
do you know my new computer rendered our video in like 3.5 minutes?
No, but I also don't know how long it took to render before.
Oh, probably like 10. Probably like 10 minutes. Anyway, say goodnight to the chat room, Adam.
Goodnight, chat room.